These are a little bit colder, but because they've been sitting in my car for a little bit. But I want you to, I want to hear your reaction when you taste it.
All right, you want to get my reactions. So first time trying a Shane's Rib Shack wing dipped in blue cheese, and I'm going to eat it in one bite or try to. Okay, so you just...
Yep. And then just pull.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
Dang, wow, yeah. That's
there funny. It is.
You got a little piece of bone stuck in there.
Isn't it good?
Well, wow, no, that's good.
For those who are listening, welcome to the Simply Love Jesus podcast, where I am your host, Caleb Davis. And with me is one of our new co-hosts, Mr. Jordan Rubin.
What's going on, everybody?
And today, we are not only starting a new series, which we'll be talking about here in a minute, but in this episode, I decided we'd change things up a bit and commemorate it by getting some wings, or eat some wings like champions, as we talk to you about Jesus. If you're a vegetarian, I'm so sorry we're offending you right now.
Yeah, fun fact, I was vegan for about 8 months. I don't know really? If I told you that. Yeah.
8 months,
yeah. I guess it was like June 2018 till about March 2019. Pretty strictly vegan, you know, maybe I'd have like, oh no, I accidentally put creamer in my coffee one time. But other than that, yeah, I was pretty dead on, but it wasn't really as much for the, you know, save the animals. It was more so an opportunity to try to eat healthier and getting more plant-based whole foods.
That makes sense.
So it was good while it lasted, but I love wings and I love Chick-fil-A, so yeah. It's hard to do as a full lifestyle.
Yeah,
for sure.
Especially just Chick-fil-A in general. I honestly think, I'd be perfectly okay if I just lived a totally vegan or vegetarian lifestyle with the exception of Chick-fil-A. Like, that would be my only exception.
What would you call yourself? I mean, you'd say, like, instead of vegetarian, a Chick-fil-vegetarian?
I don't even know. I would.
You'd have to coin a term for
it. Yeah, I don't know. I think I would just call myself a my pleasureist. I don't know.
My pleasureist. I love it. That's great. That's awesome. But yeah, no, I love being here on the podcast. Love talking about Jesus. And yeah, I love what we got today. I mean, these wings are so good.
They are, right?
Wow. Like, I mean, I love Zaxby's. Zaxby's is great. Honestly, I usually go for the Publix wings too, because like Publix wings are relatively cheap, and then you can just like, you know, get whatever sauce you
well,
want.
Well, have you ever had have you ever had Wingstop?
I have.
There's only a couple locations here in Georgia.
I definitely have. Yeah, that place is good.
I originally had them when I was living in Chicago, and what's so great about them? Their wings are good, but the thing that they really kill it on is the fries, and that's because they actually. I mean, incredibly unhealthy, but they actually deep fry their fries with sugar. So it has like this sweet, it's got like this sweet taste to it. Oh, man.
Mm. Dude, that's great.
Anyways, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, first off, so thankful you're here. So thankful you're listening in. If you have Instagram, you can follow us on Instagram at SLJ Ministries. If you have Twitter, I don't know why you have Twitter, but I still use Twitter, but... Again, SLJ Ministries, you can follow us on YouTube where you can see more video summarized versions of the things that we talk about in this podcast and just some other more. Every content that we put out is kind of unique to its platform. So the podcast is unique to the podcast and the YouTube is unique to the YouTube. And that's just how I like to do it. Anyways, so glad you're here. It's been a while since I've made an episode, and that's because I was in a season where I... trying to distract myself from my emotions, from a lot of life events, moving away from St. Louis and back to Georgia. It wasn't what I wanted. It was really hard and just really put me in a really bad season of depression. And so I kind of overcommitted to doing a bunch of things like school. I started trying to finish my degree. I was committing to doing all this stuff and it just ended up overwhelming me. And so I just took a break. Well, it wasn't really a break. It was more of, let me just hammer down and finish these school classes, because when I can get that over with, I'll just, you know, take the summer off, and that way I can reclaim some balance in my life. But also the other reason was we were planning out this series. And so I wanted this series to be the next thing that comes out, because it's going to be the next thing that comes out for YouTube. And so the series that we're jumping into is called New Christian, Now What? And we're going to explain a little bit about the backstory of that series here in a minute. But if this is the first time you're tuning in, or maybe the first time in a long time, man, you would be such an encouragement to me and Jordan and everyone else on the Simply Love Jesus team if you're using Apple Podcasts to leave a review. That helps other people discover it. If you're using Spotify or any other platform like Pandora or Google Play or whatever else you're using to stream this through, to just share it with one person. That would be a great encouragement. And you can learn more about what we're doing at simplylovejesus.com. And also, side plug, by the way, I'm launching my book this fall, and you should totally donate to help me launch it sooner. So, yeah.
Good book. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, so launching my book this fall, really excited. You can make it go above and beyond if you help donate to that process. You can find out on my GoFundMe. I post about it a lot, and you should be able, if you go on our Instagram and you hit our website, it'll pull up a bunch of links and you can click it and find it there. Really excited about it and everything we've got going on. But this series specifically, I'm going to take a bite out of this, but before I jump into this series and what we're talking about, Jordan, just give a little bit of a highlight, like who you are, brag on yourself, let the people know who you are.
That dreaded first interview question. Who are you, right? Basically, I got involved with, so a little bit about my faith. You know, I grew up in the Atlanta, Georgia area, Lawrenceville, Georgia. So I grew up in a Baptist church, and, you know, you hear all the stereotypes about Baptist church being judgmental. It's like you have to do the right thing, or, you know, anytime you sin, that's the worst thing ever, and you have to do right. And there was just so much emphasis back then on doing the right thing and following and obeying God and not necessarily having Jesus walk there by your side as you go about every aspect of your life. You know, as a friend, it was more so he's a dictator. And that's how I viewed the church growing up. And that was always a challenge because I grew up really submitting to authority and thinking, you know, if someone's in authority, you know, be it Jesus, be it my parents, be it teachers, anyone who's in authority over me, I was like, okay, what they say goes. Of course, that doesn't last, you know, the rest of your life. So eventually, once I actually went off to college, turned 18, I definitely walked away from the church and, you know, really started, you know, finding every excuse to believe that God wasn't real, that Jesus is not the Messiah, and everything of that nature. Pretty much just doing a complete 180 from what I grew up in because of just how much trauma almost I had growing up. Man, I don't want to call that trauma. That sounds a little intense, but just really believing that, you know, I wanted to prove wrong what was making me feel just like, oh, I just submitted to authority and I really want to take control. And once I realized I don't have to listen to this authority anymore, I'm not under my parents' roof anymore, I went out and really got into just a bunch of crazy college kid activities, you know, drinking, partying, bars, things of that nature. And in the moment,
drugs.
It was, oh, are we allowed to talk about the drugs
yeah.
on there? Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's life.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You keep it real. But yeah, I got into drugs too. But honestly, as much as that felt good, and, you know, obviously, like, you're, you know, we can get into the science behind it, like your dopamine levels increase and it feels good, and that's where you feel this like temporary pleasure. It really was that just that, it was temporary and it didn't last. You know, I'd go into a lot of times where I'd have a really good time partying. Then obviously there's the come down, there's the hangover, there's the, you know, why am I even doing this if it just feels good? I had a real major awakening in I guess this was November 2015, almost 6 years ago, five and a half years ago. It's crazy just thinking, you know, how much my life has changed since then. But I was drinking in a hot tub with a bunch of friends. And long story short, I woke up still in that hot tub. Turns out I was passed out there for about 2 hours in a hot tub by myself. And I just think about the actual circumstance there, that being passed out in a hot tub, nobody around, in a body of water, intoxicated. Like, that's, like, I should not have survived. Like, realistically speaking, the odds of me surviving that night are just so low. And it just woke me up to the consequences of my actions. But more specifically, it wasn't about the consequences of drinking and doing drugs and partying. It was, look at how fragile my life is. Look at how quickly it could all be taken away. And, you know, ever since then, I've really tried my best to live a life of you know, I didn't just immediately go back to glorifying God. I mean, there was definitely like a 3-4 year process to where I actually came back to the church. I currently attend Passion City Church, love it. And that's what brought me back to the Lord. But it was that moment, you know, that kind of kickstarted, I want to be somebody. I want to do something. I want to make an impact on this world. And, you know, kind of have that whole 80s montage, you know, 80s movie montage of like me, oh, you know, I'm getting clean, I'm getting my act together, working out, and then, you know, I got in yeah, play whatever song you want.
No, you're good.
There you go. But then I, you know, I got into all those things, speaking, you know, I had my own podcast at the time. I still do. It's called The Enhanced Podcast. Feel free to go listen to it if you want to. But, you know, I did back away from that over the past couple of years because all that, you know, motivational stuff, even though I loved it and I'm proud of the fact that I worked hard to achieve it, it definitely wasn't glorifying God. It was glorifying me. And what I realized is I'm just going to keep going and working to try to be better. And then, you know, anything with regards to money, with regards to wealth, with regards to relationships, social status, anything like that that I was striving to achieve, it wasn't ultimately going to last. Mm. You know, it's just, it's the same thing as it was with the drinking, although pride got in the way at this point because it was an actual achievement.
Mm.
So that's where, you know, I really kind of hit almost a rock bottom. Like, I remember in November of 2019, so a couple of years ago, I got to speak on this stage in Delaware with a couple other celebrity speakers. And I felt like, wow, I really like did something. I actually got on stage, like I achieved my goal. And then, but it was just so unfulfilling. I was like, is this really what I want to do for a career? Like all this hard work I put into it, is this really the person I want to be? Am I really impacting the people that I want to impact? Because that was ultimately what got me into speaking, was the fact that I think, and hey, there's got to be some other 19-year-old kid out there who's knee-deep in drinking and drugs and needs a way out. And, you know, at that point, I thought I could be the motivational figure that helps them out. But really, that figure I was looking for is Jesus Christ. And I didn't realize it until the beginning of 2020 when a friend invited me to Passion City Church. And I just really, really felt a sense of comfort for the first time. And I felt like, you know, I'm not judged for the things that I've done because Jesus took all that on the cross, you know, 2,000 years ago. And that was just a huge awakening. And I really actually felt motivated to get into the Word. I felt motivated to want to watch sermons and things of that nature because it actually, it was about something greater than myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could keep going with that. I think that was a little longer intro than you planned for. Yeah. But yeah, we want to get into the actual, like, you know, because that's my, kind of my journey into becoming a Christian. Because you could say I grew up in the church, but that was not my decision. That was my parents' decision. This time around, it was absolutely my decision. So that was the big, big difference there. And, you know, we're here right now with this episode to give you that blueprint. You know, if you're a brand new Christian, you want to follow Jesus, then we're here for you on that to give you that guidance that you need.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm so glad you shared your story because it helps those who are listening just know who you are, know where you've come from, and know what life is. And by the way, they're not as crispy as they should be, but
fries,
the sweet potato fries.
All right, we go from testimony to fries.
That's right. That's right. I'm so glad you share your story so that the people listening, they're able to take it in and be able to know. I just choked on a fry. they're able to know who you are. Be serious, Caleb. they're able to know who you are and know your story and know where you come from. And that's so important because it kind of transitions beautifully into what it is that we're talking about. And that is how we have this series that's just been on my heart, which is called New Christian, Now What? Your fries are here. And so the series is called New Christian, Now What? And so the heart behind this series, let me tell you a little bit about it. It really came from the place of, hold on, there we go. It really came from the place of, oftentimes when you go to church and you become a Christian, you know, you give your life to Christ and you choose to be a follower of Jesus, you usually have these things like a Next Steps class or Sunday school or whatever. And oftentimes people jump into these classes and it feels like you're jumping into an ongoing conversation. Like, you're jumping into a conversation that's already been going on. And there's these vocabulary, these things, like, even, for example, when you give your life to Christ, like, there's these things that we say that we don't really think about that's so natural to a Christian's vocabulary, that to a new person who's never been a Christian before, especially in this century, in this now, you know, postmodern age or whatever you want to call it, this new age that we're in, that it's so crucial that we really create a conversation for a new believer from scratch. It's not about joining in an ongoing conversation, though you kind of are, but that's a whole nother theological topic. But I want someone who becomes a new Christian to really believe that this conversation starts with them and meets them where they're at. And so it really, it's all in the title. It's, all right, I'm a new Christian. Now what? And that is what this series is about. We want you to give you the exact, what is the first thing you should do when you become a Christian? What's the very first thing that you should do? And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about in this series. And I'm really excited to kind of just be able to begin to talk about that and introduce it to you. And I'm really excited for what we have for these next coming weeks, these next coming episodes. As the series goes on, we really hope that you tune in and you share it with your friends and you share it with others. And if you are a new believer, first and foremost, oh my stash, like, so excited,
yes,
that
congrats.
You're with us. So excited. You've made the greatest decision you could have possibly made for your life. And I'm excited. I am so ready to help you figure out what is you should do next and help clear away the fog, take away all, make it this whole church thing a whole lot less complicated than it needs to be, to make loving Jesus less complicated than it actually is, because the reality is loving Jesus is simple. It's not easy. It's difficult. It's hard, and it will ask everything of you, but it is simple. It's a lot like running, you know. Is running complicated? No, it's putting one foot in front of the other, and that's it. And you just keep going forward. But if you ask someone if running, you know, 25 miles for a marathon or whatever, if that is hard, yes, that is hard. Is it complicated? Nope. You're just putting one foot in front of the other. Is it hard? Absolutely. Loving Jesus is like that. And the best way for you to be able to be set up for success in your journey and your life moving forward is to know what the best next steps are. And so, you're a new Christian. Now what do you do?